This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome, Kevin Jackson, here to Kevin Jackson Show, the show where we try to make sense. I was going to say make sanity. Make sense of everything that's happening in the world. And what do we have to make sense of? We have to make sense of all the leftist policies, the leftism that you see each and every day. And let me tell you something. It isn't like I've got to go hunt for things to, you know, stories to tell you. You wake up in the morning, and I promise you there are 15, 20, 50 things to be offended about. And I'm not talking about tacitly offended, like, oh, you know, it sort of really misses me. No, I'm talking about things that you need to be outraged over. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If you want to reach us by phone, 844-551-8255. So a lot of talk has been around the Portland rapist. Sergio Jose Martinez sexually assaulted a 65-year-old woman. He's an MS-13 gang member. Deported 20 times. If I'm not mistaken, right? I think he was a gang member. Deported 20 times. And decides he's going to commit yet another crime. Rapes a 65-year-old woman. Now, I would love for the people who live in these so-called sanctuary cities to rationalize this. Let me tell you what I do if I was the family member of the woman who was raped or the woman who was raped. And I hope that she takes this advice from somebody. Somebody can get this information to her, because in the one of these other liberal enclaves, these utopias, they've set up a sanctuary system that allows criminals like Sergio Jose Martinez to violate citizens of the United States with impunity. This guy had an ICE detainer. He was supposed to be gone. Not only was he supposed to be gone, during the era of Obama, he was deported 20 times. He made his way back. Who knows what all he did while he was here, given that in his last stint, he raped a 65-year-old woman. The reason I keep bringing that up is not to emphasize the crime. I realize that's a sensitive topic for a lot of people. But that's what he did. And leftism condones this type of behavior. And everybody in the food chain in Portland who allowed this man to be there, to be deported 20 times, steal his way back into this country, reside in Portland and wherever he is. And if you think that's the only thing he's done, you are sadly mistaken. This guy's a serial rapist. He's done, I think, robbery, breaking and entering, DUI. He's got a host of things that he had done. And Portland brags about making him part of what they call a protected class. Citizens are now treated less than people who come over here illegally. These leftists use and abuse us. Oregon, California, Massachusetts, anywhere that they want to have these so-called sanctuary cities, they take pride in protecting illegal criminals over citizens. Unbelievable. This ICE detainer came in December. This guy's been deported 20 times. What information do you need? Look, you want to talk about dreamers? You want to talk about a kid who's going to college and you don't want him to get deported? He's done nothing. He or she has done nothing. You can make a case for that. Parents brought him over at 2 years old, blah, blah, blah. We all get that as Americans. We understand that. What we don't understand is when they want to protect guys like this thug. 20 times he's been deported. Multiple types of criminal activity that lead you to understand that there's nothing you're going to do to redeem him, and they protect him. Same thing happened with the guy that killed Kate Steinle. Governor Kate Brown should be sued to high heaven. She should be impeached. They should get rid of her. Mayor Ted Wheeler should be gone. He should be sued into oblivion. And every time one of these people, one of the citizens that he represents, is violated in any way by somebody who never should have been here in the first place, who has violated our laws, they should all be sued. That is the only way you're going to get these people to start paying attention to us. It has to hit them in the pocketbook. It has to be a career ender. And, you know, this idea, all this gingerly that we're going to try to work with so-and-so and so, let me tell you something. If I was President Trump, I would be on Twitter. I would nationalize things and say, well, if you aren't going to do it, the National Guard is going to do it. And if the National Guard isn't going to do it, then I'll put the military there. We will go to war over protecting the citizens of the United States, and it doesn't matter what state they're in. That the government has jurisdiction over. That is my number one responsibility as President of the United States. How we let these people get away with idiocy. Folks, I don't need to remind you, a citizen was raped by a man, an illegal Mexican who's been deported from this country 20 times, and there are leftists who want to defend him. Now, McCain's got brain cancer, and I swear I think Nancy Pelosi's got dementia. But if you're a leftist and you're listening to this program and you can defend that, I'd like you to talk to me. Moreover, I'd like to get you in the ring or in an alley, because that woman and her family didn't deserve that. It's bad enough you got to fend yourself off from the leftism of the citizens that the left have created in America that are here. But when they start importing criminals and wanting us to deal with it, and I'm not talking about just these Mexican banditos, I'm talking about the worst. It's going to get worse, folks, with these Muslims in this refugee resettlement. It's going to get worse. It already is bad, and it's going to get worse. They want to discipline. They want you to get disciplined to the idea that rape culture is coming to America, that you got to deal with drugs on the street. Look, there's nothing you can do about it. It's like when Barack Obama says, look, we're going to lose manufacturing jobs. What are you going to do? Well, let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to do what Trump did. You're going to bring those jobs back. You don't have to get used to violence and crime in cities. Rudy Giuliani proved that. You don't have to get used to leftism in the world as they see it. They talk about building utopias as they build Sodom and Gomorrahs and places that you can't even live in and you can't inhabit safely. But they tell you, hey, let's all kumbaya and get along. Well, show me how. I'm happy to try. There are no utopias where liberals are. None. They build these great monoliths in these cities and attract you to them just so they can beat you up when you come there. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
The summer of butt kicking is underway. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I got to tell you, I wake up in the mornings, and I hope you feel the same way. I feel refreshed. Don't misunderstand me. We're in a battle. I get it. But we're in a race that we're winning. You know, think of it as one of these, you know, like the great race that they have on TV and all that. And you're the first team. And every stage, every leg, you know you're going to be in first place. It doesn't matter what happens. You're going to win. You want to know why? Because the left no longer knows how. They haven't trained. They haven't been out there running and doing pull-ups and push-ups and trying to figure things out. They've just been walking along eating their Cheetos and their cake, their, you know, I don't know, Krispy Kremes. And thinking, oh, it's a walk in the park. No, it isn't. Not anymore. And let me tell you, Trump is 5-0 with himself and the four special election victories. The mayor, the governorships are coming up, two of them. I don't know what's going to happen, but I would put my money on Donald Trump. I'd put my money on us. And let me tell you, what else is going on? They got the Russia investigation. Where is it all pointing back to? What did I tell you? pointing back to the Democrats. Now we've got IT people that are part of the Muslim Brotherhood and Hezbollah who have been on the staff of multiple Democrats, given secrets that you should never be put in charge of. And it's because Barack Obama said, I'm going to make you guys, I'm going to shove these Muslim terrorists down your throats. And let me tell you, if you don't believe that the correlation between our SEAL teams being miraculously shot down, go read the story of that last SEAL that got killed, where Donald Trump brought his wife to the convention or to whatever. Remember her? Her husband, the SEALs that were on the ground said, it was like these people knew exactly where we were going. And you want to wonder how that happened? Put Muslims in charge of your IT in the most sensitive areas of government. That's how that happens. So that's coming back. See, Trump is a butt-kicking machine, and you'd think Democrats would know it by now. But they haven't, apparently they've healed enough, I was going to say they haven't healed enough, but maybe they've healed enough from Hillary Clinton's loss to think that they're still in charge. Because there's no way for them to be behaving like they are. There's no way for the rhinos on the right to be behaving like they are. They think they are still in charge. They believe that the system is still set up for them to win. And as a warning to leftists, I talk about all of the wins that Trump is having. And by the way, there's some secret, not even secret, they should be exposed in terms of what's happening, but Trump is winning. Foxconn. We talked about Foxconn, a $10 billion plant in Wisconsin that's going to employ, 3,000 people, but 10,000 manufacturing people and 22,000 ancillary businesses, workers for other businesses, and hardly a peep out of the left. The Democrats, folks, are continuing to refine this elusive message, and they feel like Trump has left this golden nugget in their lap because of the transgender policy. So they ran with that. How long did that last? 250 people impacted that are currently going through gender transformation in the military. They estimate in all of the military, which is roughly 2 million people that are active duty as well as reserve, out of 2 million people, they estimate that the maximum number of people this will impact is 5,000. People that would go, you know what, I've been thinking about it. I know I signed up for the military as a man, but How many transsexuals do you think would join the military to get their surgery if you allowed that to happen? On taxpayer dollars. Let me tell you, I have indulgences. I like travel. But I don't want to work, but I love travel to exotic places. I'll join the military, and then I'm going to pick my billet. I'll start out in Hawaii, and I know we don't have anything in Costa Rica, but I'd like to end up there. How about you indulge me for all of the things I like to do? I love eating at great restaurants. Kevin, I'm going to join the military. When I go, every city I go to, make me the restaurant critic, because I'm going to go eat at, $1,000 a night restaurants, and I'll write reports about it. How about my indulgences? You got any indulgences? So, look, they believe that Donald Trump is dropping these things in their laps, but they're not. Donald Trump is being strategic. He's saying, I'm not paying for a bunch of transsexuals to be in the military. When it reduces morale, it's got nothing to do with military readiness. You want to be a transsexual? Go out there and go do your thing. But we're not going to do it in the military. And they think they've gotten the goose that laid the golden egg. Just drop one in their lap. Woohoo! Look here! They believe that Donald Trump and all these policies, the policies that bring business back to America, etc., are the things that he's going to be able to, they're going to run against him on. We just got the latest GDP. It doubled. 2.6% GDP. Barack Obama didn't have 2.6 GDP for years. And Trump, in one quarter to quarter, doubled the GOP. And he's getting resistance, folks. I want you to understand this. The man is being fought. And he's still accomplishing stuff. I'm just telling you. When you look at this thing in total, and you look at everything that's going under the radar, let it stay under the radar. Doesn't matter. Because the Democrats are going to fight this Russian thing, and now they find themselves embroiled in battle, because we can connect the dots now and say, hold on a minute. We've got Navy SEAL Special Forces teams that have been killed with in the most crazy circumstances. How did people know this? How did they know where these people would be? We've got IT people working on the most sensitive areas of government, which probably led to blackmail of Debbie Wasserman Schultz and many others. Debbie Wasserman Schultz wanted to leave the Awan brother on the payroll, even as he was absconding off to Pakistan with $300,000. She was going to leave him on payroll. She fired him the day they arrested him, or the day after. That's how much he knows about her. These people are talking about Russians? They should be ashamed of themselves. These people, I'm talking about Democrats. Democrats know exactly what's going on. And let me tell you something, folks. You go look at the Clintons and their involvement with Awan, the Awan family. Go look at the Congressional Black Caucus. Go look at Barack Obama's White House and the level of penetration that these people have had into your secrets, into all kinds of data, etc. There's a rumor that they worked directly with Hezbollah, took a $100,000 loan that they couldn't repay back. So how are they paying it back? And for the record, who cares how they're paying it back? They probably would have done it for free. What Barack Obama has done is treasonous. He's put people, and by the way, so are the rest of the Democrats. They have put people into office that have put you and our government in harm's way. And we're trying to reclaim the government, and they're mad at us. They're upset. How pathetic. Democrats will sell you down the river, and they've done it. And then they're pointing the finger over at Trump with Russia, 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 Russia. It's all a ruse, everybody. All a ruse. And finally, the summer of resistance is becoming what it is, which is a summer of Democrats getting their butts kicked.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Glad to be with you. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. So, Donald Trump obviously made changes to his cabinet, his administration. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, get used to it. I'm happy for it. When you watch people culling the herd, that's what nature does in order to make itself stronger. Donald Trump culls the herd. He's been doing it. He did it during the primary, he did it after the primary, and he's done it now as president. Good for him. Companies do it. You're smart if you do it. You do it among your, quote, friends. At some point, you say, you know what? That friend isn't quite the friend I thought they were, and you have to cull the herd. And you finally get to a point in your life, at some, you know, I don't know when, whatever junction it is, where you say, this is my group of friends. These are the people I can count on. And that's what Donald Trump's doing. He's entered a whole new dimension. I remember leaving management consulting and starting to do politics, which I don't even think of this as politics. I entered a new career as a writer and a political pundit, etc. And everybody's like, do this. I'll volunteer. I want to help you. And you'd have people, they're coming on you. And they want to help. God bless them all. You know, it's like, bless is hard, as they say in the country, because it was every time you get somebody on, they're excited. Eventually, within a week, you're going, bless his heart or bless her heart, meaning she wasn't prepared. He wasn't prepared. And you cull the herd. And it's no offense against them. You know, they want to do the right thing. People in the Trump administration, you know, they come on board. They think they've got it right. Reince Priebus is a good example. Reince Priebus probably thinks, you know, hey, I did a good job as RNC, and I can make that transition. He could make that transition perhaps to a, you know, Politico. You can't make that transition to a business person. I mean, that's a difficult transition coming from a Politico. Politicos have no accountability. They measure themselves in how, you know, how many backstabbings did you have today? Oh, I did 3 backstabbings. Ooh, look at you, Mr. So-and-so. Oh, Mr. Backstabber, you know. They are snipers going after each other. There's no end game for them like, hey, so I was able to help 2,000 people save their homes today. They don't care about that. That's not a measuring stick for them. Donald Trump wants to measure on results. How much did you keep the media off guilt? How many investigations have we gotten them involved in versus they involving us? How many people are on the ropes over this? How many people are fired from the VA, which I don't know if you guys know this, Trump fired hundreds of people from the VA recently. Maybe we'll get into that in the next segment. But Trump measures on results, because it's like going to your building and talking to the architect, and he goes, you know what, we've changed the plan, Mr. Trump, and we've got a new vision, and there's nothing. They haven't broken ground. And he's going, wait a minute, I thought we were pouring concrete today. I thought we were digging the basement. No, we're going to dig that tomorrow, or we're going to dig that in a week or so, because we're going to rethink about it. We're going to form a committee. I love when Barack Obama would always say, we're going to form a committee, and the committee going to look into it, and then we'll get back with you. And then there'll be a committee that'll look at what the committee's doing. And then when we get the report from that committee, then we're going to form a committee to look at what the committee was doing. It was looking at the committee. And you're going, well, hold on a minute, I'm a little confused. Because what they're telling you is nothing's going to get done. Barack Obama should have retooled the IRS. He knows they were trying to beat up on conservatives. He did nothing. Lois Lerner gone. She's, see ya. The guy who's still there, I forget his name, but he should be gone. Is it Koskinen or Koskinen or something? He should be gone. He's the same person. The VA, how many locations did they need where they were talking about how many people were killed, and he did nothing. He did nothing to retool the VA. And you could go literally department by department. The Department of Justice should have been overhauled in the first term. I'm not talking about just Eric Holder. He should have been gone. He brings in Loretta Lynch. She was worse. I mean, how crooked? What about the State Department? How bad were they? How sad were they? Unbelievable. So Donald Trump is going to retool his White House, period, and good for him. He needs to do this. And I told you guys, I said this early on. I said, get used to the idea of Trump letting people go. You have politicos who want to work for a businessman, and they don't understand each other. They are, what do they call it, oil and water. They don't mix. And so the only thing the politicos can do is they can help you navigate the minefields. Well, Senator so-and-so, he's got black book on this. You can use them as consultants, but you do not use them to build your strategy. And that's what Reince Priebus should have been, as a consultant. Anyway, they get General Kelly, four-star general. Now, I'm going to tell you something about four-star generals. You got to be political to be a four-star general. That's a good thing and a bad thing. Because I respect what it takes to become a four-star general, but I also know what it takes to a degree. But it can serve him well. But the idea, this is the bigger point to me. The idea that politicians on the left are saying that Donald Trump is trying to militarize the White House is offensive. And let me tell you why. What politicians are saying is the role of the military is menial. Do you remember John Kerry making a comment about politicians where he said something along the lines of, well, if you're not smart enough to do this, join the military? And the military people were offended. See, because there are many people in the military who are amazing at what they do. They're amazing at IT. They're amazing cooks. They're amazing attorneys. The military has every role in regular life in the military, outside of maids and butlers and things like that. If you want to do maintenance, lawn maintenance, you want to do helicopter maintenance, car maintenance, auto mechanics, doctors, lawyers, accountants, you name it. They have all of those roles inside of the military. And the only thing that they actually do in terms of those roles that the civilians don't do is they have a much higher level of accountability. So that's what you're looking at. And these people act as if the military, you go into the military because you're too stupid for private sector. See, because they have a role that few people are willing to do. Let me tell you who else is the only people willing to do what the military does. Young black kids on the street. See, young black kids on the street are willing to be your salespeople, your distributors, your couriers, your they'll give you security. You name it. They'll be your accountants. They'll be, a lot of different roles. They do it, unfortunately, in the drug trade or in illicit activities. But they're willing to put their lives on the line for their jobs. Nancy Pelosi, the Congressional Black Circus, the people that are criticizing Trump saying he's militarizing. See, that's a term they like to use. And it's funny, how they're doing it. They wanted to. They want blacks to be afraid of, hey, next thing you know, he's going to be putting water cannons on you and sicking German shepherds on you. He's militarizing his White House. It's meant to scare the American public that military people could come in here and take over. Well, Barack Obama have military people? Yeah. They didn't say a word about militarization. I didn't like his generals, but they were generals. Trump's got a couple of generals. Good for him. The people that you want to depend on are the people who put themselves in harm's way or are willing to do so. The people who have made life and death decisions about personnel. Pelosi has never made a life and death decision directly. She's been part of a committee of people that make these decisions. People, generals and people on the ground have to determine who's going to be put in harm's way and for what reason. Who better to come out of that and be part of the team that's going to put that together? But they minimize these people. That's what's so amazing to me, how condescending they can be to the people who are willing to put their lives on the line for you. Let me tell you something. If you're willing to jump in front of me and take a bullet, you will never hear me say anything negative about you. Not publicly. And the sad part about it is the world watches us. The world watches who Donald Trump makes his chief of staff. They hear how the left talk about Donald Trump, his staffers, the people who support Trump, and a host of other things, and they make their decisions based on that. They make long-term decisions based on what they think is going to be the outcome. Now, I hope the world makes the mistake of believing that Donald Trump's only going to be here for a short amount of time. I hope they make that mistake. North Korea is making a mistake right now. China is making a mistake. And many others. And I'm going to say, they're doing it based on what they think is happening with our left. But our left and the world are going to find out very quickly that there's divine guidance here. That's what I believe, anyway. Leftists need to stop demeaning our military, the best and the brightest among us.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. This
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Napa Know-How.
For something that has anti in its name, Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, now just $11.99 at Napa, sure is pro a lot of things. It's pro keeping your car from overheating, pro maintaining your engine from wear and tear, and pro saving you cash. Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, just $11.99. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 8/31/17.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is the Kevin Jackson Show. You know what I really like about Trump and the administration? These guys really know how to multitask. And you can multitask when you have good people. And so I look at some of the things that Trump has addressed. So, for example, he's addressing trade, he's addressing the economy, the job creation, which, you know, has a lot of different tentacles into different things. So that's different tax policy, that's, EPA, OSHA, regulations, the regulatory environment for companies and corporations. And he's addressing veterans issues, the military. He's addressing his own cabinet and leakers. He's got all kinds of people fighting him inside of our government. He's addressing issues around the scandals that they've tried to create, the fake scandals around Russia, while simultaneously having to look at the scandal created by Debbie Wasserman Schultz and these Muslim IT guys that I think is a bigger, going to be a bigger scandal than anybody even imagined, because that thing's going to have tentacles reaching all, you know, throughout the previous administration and the Democrats in general. So he's balancing all these things, and he's doing very, very well. And meanwhile, the world is looking at all of the turmoil that's going on, being created by, of course, the left. So it's amazing that Trump can stay so focused, and he can do it in parallel in so many different areas where we're improving. Look, he's got a long way to go in foreign policy, no doubt about it. But it's because of the situation with the left. For example, Russia just expelled a bunch of our people and seized our properties. They say, oh, they did that because of the sanctions that America put on to Russia. No, they didn't. They did that because that's what Barack Obama did to them earlier. And it was in retaliation of that. So Trump's got to clean up his mess there. And ultimately he will. But the bigger issue for me is that this is exactly what Donald Trump was put in place for, is because he looks at all these things and he can tackle them in parallel. And a good one, and this is what I wanted to get to, is the VA. The VA killed our veterans while they sat on waiting list. The same thing that, by the way, Barack Obama's Obamacare has done to many citizens. The guesstimate is 20,000 per year are now dying because of Obamacare, more than what were dying before. And these people celebrate this stuff. Nancy Pelosi, I'm a master legislator for killing people. They celebrate the oppression of conservatives with the IRS. They celebrate the running guns into Mexico. They celebrate four people dying in Benghazi. They celebrate these things. They celebrate themselves through leftism and without a care in the world about consequences. I always come back to the building industry, because it would be like Donald Trump finding out that his ceiling is cracked or his foundation is cracked, and he goes, hey, let's all celebrate. I built a building that is substandard, won't meet code, but let's celebrate it. Said no builder ever. Builders, watch even these TV shows where they build a house, which is not that difficult. And they go through and do an inspection, and they're mad. This paint didn't do this, or this has a nick in it, or you put the wrong faucet handle in, or whatever. They go through, and they just blip, 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 and they make blue tape marks and everything they want corrected until it is done right. But not the government. Government doesn't care. They don't care about accountability or anything. So under Obama, government grew enormously. I want you to understand, this beast that doesn't care grew to unimaginable proportions. But the Fed didn't just get bigger, it got badder. And I don't mean as in like big and bad, I'm talking about worse. Obama set a record for the size of the basic federal workforce. He left office with 1.4 million people collecting salaries in government agencies in 2017. Now I want you to think about the orbit of the government. 1.4 million people, and the organizations that support that are probably 2 to 3X. It's unbelievable. It's a 10% jump in what he took over from Bush, who increased the government by 17%. So if government wasn't big enough before Bush, Bush increased it 17%. That was all mostly Homeland Security and a bunch of other, a layer of protection that we supposedly have. And Barack Obama came in and added 10% on top of that, just to put it in perspective. Now, people would argue, well, Kevin, why aren't you mad at Bush? I am mad at Bush. Bush, this massive expansion of Bush wasn't even enough for Obama. He needed to put 10% on top of that. I'm mad at both those fools. The government is so enormous, folks. There are duplicate agencies for almost everything, and they don't even know what they're doing. This was back in 2014. USA Today reported this. They said, a new government report on duplication and fragmentation in federal programs can read like a book of screw-in-the-light-bulb jokes. It takes 10 different offices at the Department of Health and Human Services to run programs addressing AIDS in minority communities. Autism research is spread over 11 different agencies. 8 agencies in the Department in the Defense Department are looking for prisoners of war and missing in action. And Shriver Air Force Base in Colorado has 8 different satellite control centers to control 10 satellite programs. The report by the nonpartisan GAO, that's the Government Accountability Office, identifies 26 areas where federal government programs are fragmented, duplicative, overlapping, or just inefficient. Add to that the 162 areas identified in past reports, and Congress has a roadmap for saving tens of billions of dollars a year. Now, folks, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell you. Start cutting fat by cutting duplicate efforts in departments, but Obama did nothing. So government grew. And that enormity brought more waste and corruption. And what it also brought is neglect. And that's why veterans died on the waiting list. Now, Barack Obama stood before the government, the people of this nation and the veterans, and he said, it's unacceptable. He said, we've got to do more. He promised action after he learned of the scandals of veterans dying on waiting lists in not one, but multiple locations of the VA. So then Obama accepts this token resignation of the guy who, Shinseki wasn't even the guy that did it. The guy before him was the one who did it, and he retired. Shinseki resigns as if it was his problem. And here's what I wrote at the time. During the House Veterans Affairs Committee hearings, GOP and Committee Chairman Jeff Miller put 4 rounds of questioning to Philadelphia and Wilmington, Virginia Regional Offices Director Diana Rubens and St. Paul, Virginia Regional Office Director Kimberly Graves. Both ladies enacted their Fifth Amendment right, refused to answer the chairman's numerous questions. Even Undersecretary for Benefits Allison Hickey, now retired and how convenient as a private citizen, hasn't responded to Miller's request to appear before the committee. So these people didn't want to stand before the man and answer questions about the VA scandal, advised by counsel to not do so. So they took the Fifth Amendment, both of them. Now, guess what was going on at the VA? Salaries were expanding, budgets were getting bigger, and veterans were dying on waiting list. VA employees skated. Dozens of them involved. But under President Trump, things changed. So last week, they posted a list of hundreds of VA employees who were fired or punished for misconduct since the Trump administration took office in January the 20th. The VA left vets to die on waiting lists. I'm reading this. It's a glaring example of what's wrong with the entire civil service. It's become a federal employee protection racket. Workers in every part of the bureaucracy who commit serious wrongs like tax evasion, watching porn on the job, robbing a bank on non-work hours, typically keep their jobs and even get bonuses. Folks, you think I'm kidding you when you see these stories. Robbing a bank on non-work hours and you keep your job. Back in 1883, Congress passed the Pendleton Act to replace patronage with civil service so workers would be hired and paid based on merit. But not now. Federal workers get hefty salaries and benefits regardless of their work quality with no risk of getting fired. One kind of corruption has been replaced with another. Now, unlike Obama, who pretended to give a crap about veterans and their level of service, President Trump proves yet again that he does. But where's the media? 500 plus people were fired from the VA. Somebody did a report. I don't know who's running the VA right now, but somebody submitted a report and said, Mr. President, here you go. And Donald Trump says, okay, great. Fire these people. And that's that. See, that's leadership. Now, the proof will be when veterans stop dying on waiting lists. But I'll tell you this. This is an important first step. This is the type of thing that Barack Obama should have done, but didn't.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.